every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to be back with you this week. And hey, we're right down to, 11 games left to go through. So obviously, Bob Uecker's Brewers sliding in last week, clinching theirs in the NL Central. Phillies, a couple of nights later. And the Jays are looking pretty good going down the stretch. Got a little bit of breathing room. Nothing guaranteed yet, but and the other ones still pretty close. And obviously, wild card, lots of hope out there for a lot of dirtbags. Hopefully, your team is in that grind and battling right down to the stretch. And it'll be a great final week like we've seen for the last several years, really, with the wild card battles. So lots to be excited about, Dirtbags. No question about it. Hopefully be a great show for you. And obviously, before we get going with it, Nolan and I want to thank you for being a part of the nation as a player, a parent, a coach, a fan, a trainer, whatever capacity you are, and however you help out. Thank you, thank you, thank you in this great game of baseball. All our servicemen and women, obviously, all around the world, thank you for letting us come into your listening audience wherever you are. And again, thank you is never enough for what you do every single day so we can be a part of baseball every single day. So it comes from the bottom of our heart, our thank you to you. So no question about it. And again, if you had were out playing this past week or whatever and that, whether you're wrapping up playoffs from your 2025 season to starting college ball to maybe some youth tournaments, whatever it is, hopefully you've had a dirty week and just a ton of fun playing this game. I know Nolan and Braden, they're playing in their finals and it's been some excitement and different things like that. Our season over here in Germany is done. I'll be heading back home to Canada, September 27th. I'm excited about it. Nolan is going to come over next week and hang out with me in Munich and get to see Munich and just hang out and do a little bit of Oktoberfest over here. And so I'm super excited about that. And that's just because of baseball. Just because of baseball, we're getting to do that. So that's super, super, super cool. And you know, we don't talk about it a lot here on Dirtbag Baseball Talk, but it's a huge part of our life. So, and if any of you out there get to experience the same thing, you know what we're talking about. So settle in, dirtbags. Get that favorite drink. However you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, we'll be right back here after the break.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over a million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. Kinga Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots of highlights, I'm sure. Time to go, brother.
Yeah, so obviously the big one, Philadelphia Phillies clinching the National League East for the second time. 12.5 game lead right now on the New York Mets, who have obviously continued to play very mediocre baseball, which I've been saying for the better part of 150 games. They're 77-73 as of recording right now. I stand by that statement. The Mets continue to be a ho-hum team. The Philadelphia Phillies obviously just put the foot down and really took it home. Second straight National League East title for them. Are you kind of surprised, Kirk, that they clinched this early into September?
Well, you know, when you're bashing on Mets and Mets fans and stuff like that, but I mean, when they were leading and off to a pretty good start, excitement of Soto, et cetera, and playing pretty good baseball, you know, I wouldn't have said it would have been done 2 weeks before, or 10 days before, 12 days before the end of the season, for sure. Philly, there was lots of weeks we talked about it, right, where they didn't look real, real good. They weren't playing Philly baseball. They weren't playing like a team that was looking to go to the World Series and stuff. And again, that's why you play 162 games. It's a long season, so on and so forth. We know all the cliches, right? But boy, I'll tell you what, since August, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. They've hit their stride, Philadelphia. It's like they're playing on a mission. They realize there's really good playoff teams in the National League that they're going to face. And we've got to establish it, and we've got to have everybody rolling, and they do. I mean, we'll get talking about Schwarber later on, but Harper's starting to catch a little bit of fire. Obviously, that pitch, and we've talked about it over and over again, that pitching looks good even after Wheeler going down. They're just playing really, really good baseball for Rob Thompson.
Sticking with the New York Mets and their mediocrity of a season, Juan Soto. Got to give him a shout out. First New York Met to have a 40 home run, 30 stolen base season. Like I said, first New York Met to ever do that. So congratulations to him. Jumping over a little bit more news from this past week. Treya Savage, top pitching prospect for the Toronto Blue Jays. Obviously called up, makes his MLB debut on Monday night against the Tampa Bay Rays. As good as advertised, man. As good as advertised, especially for a team that's already leading the American League. I don't even think he can have a role on the postseason roster. I'm not quite sure how they have that worked out. I'm pretty sure you have to be called up prior to September 1st. But even if he doesn't have a role on the playoff rosters and stuff like that, I'm still looking at the Jays like, you just called up this kid just to see how good he actually is and made the most of obviously his first MLB start. Sets the Toronto Blue Jays record with 9 strikeouts in his MLB debut. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks.
Yeah, like they said, right? He hit all the minor league systems in his first year, and now he gets a taste of the big leagues and comes out 5 innings strong against. His first inning was a little bit of a bump, but then he settled in and then he just drove on. It was interesting to read today, Nolan and Dirtbags, that you know he stands 6'7", I think they said, and he comes out the release point at 7 feet 11 inches. You talk about a little bit of tilt on the ball coming down to you, and his ball was moving. I was watching the highlights today, and man, I'll tell you what, he's going to have pretty good success his first round through each of the teams, and that won't all happen this year, obviously, and stuff like that, but he's going to be tough to pick up. It's going to be a little bit of iPad research and getting used to seeing what he throws, where it goes. You hit the nail on the head. Real, real clean MLB debut. So you got to be excited, Toronto Blue Jays fans. Toronto Blue Jays themselves, you got to be excited about that. So absolutely. Great to see it. Another young pitcher coming up into the major leagues and something to be excited about moving forward.
And Kyle Raleigh, obviously, this past week ties Mickey Mantle for most home runs in a season by a switch hitter. Obviously, right now, he's sitting, 54 home runs. Still going to say it. Still, to me, he's your AL MVP, and I don't think it's particularly close. 54 home runs out of a catcher is unheard of. Call it what it is. That's unheard of, let alone a switch-hitting catcher. Like, that's the rarest of rare feats. So, tip my cap to Kyle Raleigh, Mr. AL MVP.
Yeah, I agree with you on the surface. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think if Seattle can jump Houston, end up winning the West, it's an automatic for him on the MVP, just because I'm not sure if the Yankees are going to catch the Jays. Judge has been great lately. He really has been. But I think if Seattle can clinch the West, then it's 100% no doubter for Cal Raleigh. Even if they don't, I agree with you 100% and always have. It still is. Even though he's been, you know, a lot more quiet offensively in the second half of or after the All-Star break, it doesn't matter. I mean, what that guy's done this year as a catcher, we spoke about it immensely, right? How he navigates that staff. I mean, what George Kirby, what did he have the other day? 12 strikeouts again or something like that?
Awesome. Brian Wu had 13 the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got that pitching staff. The work he puts in on offense and defense, it's a no-brainer. Absolutely.
AL Rookie of the Year, Nick Kurtz. Longest home run of the season. Got into that one, 493. I get that they say that the ball travels further there, but my goodness. Got into that grand slam. Worst part is the camera guy couldn't even follow the baseball. So it's not even like you got to actually see where the heck it landed. Because I was looking and I'm like, man, I can't even see the ball. Like,
absolute
493. I was, oh my goodness. Big, strong kid, imagine, man.
Imagine being live there. Imagine being in the dugouts. I mean, you played college. I played college. You still remember those bombs that you're just like, oh my God, did that just really happen? And those are aluminum bats. You know, just sit there and see that, even on video and highlights. I mean, it was impressive. So I can just imagine how 500 feet in a game, just shy of 500 feet in an MLB game, not a home run derby, an action pack where you got to square it up in an MLB game and you hit it 500 feet. Imagine what that felt like coming off his bat.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, I think that's 12 feet shy of the MLB record.
What?
Isn't it Leody Taveras? Somebody on Texas, I'm drawing a blank. I think it was Leody Taveras has the record with like 505-foot home run.
I'm not even sure. I'd have to go back and look it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dirtbags, let us know which Texas Ranger it was, if you guys can think of the name. I'm drawing a blank on who it is. But either way, I'm like, man, 493. I've seen some 400-plus foot home runs. I've never seen anything close to 500. So like you said, Kirk, to see that in person, that would have been incredible. Final thing that I just want to talk about for this segment, Brian Roberts, used to have a lot of respect for you as a player. Lost all respect for you, man. If I was Baltimore, if I was Mason, I think it's still Mason that does theirs. Or who does? I don't even know who broadcasts their games anymore. Sorry, pardon me. But I'd fire him on the spot without any hesitation.
Explain a little bit for the dirtbags out there.
So Brian Roberts, they're playing the Toronto Blue Jays up in Toronto, obviously. Brian Roberts made some very questionable comments, and obviously this sticks with every Canadian out there. Brian Roberts says, I've got to be real, real careful with what I say, but sometimes we had some major questions about the baseball IQ of some Canadians here and there. After fans booed a pickoff to attempt at first base, oddly enough, it was by my college teammate who tried to pick him off at first base, and the fans are booing just because it had been a couple of pickoff attempts in a row. And honestly, I don't see anything wrong with that. Everybody boos every once in a while, especially on the road. If you're trying to pick guys off and you're doing it consistently, fans eventually they'll start booing because they want the pace of play to keep going, right? But anyways, yeah, so Brian Roberts says that. And then he says, at times it felt like maybe they enjoy or knew a little bit more about hockey than baseball. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you were on the Brian Roberts. I'm going to let you finish it up.
Yeah, so before we get into the standings, just saying how, Brian Roberts basically just ripped into Canadians saying, hey, stick to hockey. You guys don't know enough about baseball to even start booing about it. Not going to lie, that irked me the wrong way. Obviously, I'm a Canadian, played baseball my whole life. Love it. Better at it than I was at hockey. So for him to say something like that, and especially considering he played with the Baltimore Orioles and they played the Toronto Blue Jays when he was on the Orioles, like, I was just sitting there like, dude, that is a completely offside comment. Then the next night he goes back on and gives a half-hearted apology saying, oh, I'm truly sorry about the words that I used last night's game, yada, yada, yada. I'm just like, blow it out, you know what, dude. Like, the fact that you're still allowed to be a broadcaster after making that comment, like, that's as backhanded of an apology as I've ever heard in my life. Like, if I could have grabbed him and, I don't know, man, that had me fired up. But, yeah, I'll let you talk about it, Kirk.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fans got fired up. The Jays players got fired up and stuff like that. And just said basically what you were saying, Nolan, like, you know, not too many Canadians on the Blue Jays. And like they said, 40,000 people plus come every night. The knowledge is there. The passion is there. And basically what you said, like where does that comment even come from? Because no way in our fan base in this country is there a lack of baseball knowledge. So, yeah, very interesting to hear it. And especially with how the Baltimore Orioles season has gone, you know, you don't try to get that kind of controversy going. So anyways, I know you don't want to get to the standings, so here we go.
Yeah, so standings this week, we're going to jump in, be really quick about some of the National League teams. Obviously, you get the Milwaukee Brewers have already clinched the National League Central. Philadelphia Phillies have already clinched the National League East. National League West, you get the Los Angeles Dodgers, 84-66. 6-4 in their last 10. San Diego Padres, 82-68. 6-4 in their last 10. Arizona Diamondbacks, 76-75. 6-4 in their last 10. San Francisco Giants, 75-75, 4-6 in their last 10. Won't jump in with Colorado, don't need to talk about them. The only reason that I said that division is just because obviously it's not clinched and you got a couple of teams still in the wild card race. So I'll jump into the wild card race here, mix it up a little bit with only a couple weeks left. You get the Cubbies, 9 games up over the New York Mets for the final wild card spot. San Diego Padres, 5 games up on the Mets. Obviously, the Mets 2-8 in their last 10. Then you get Arizona's only a game and a half back. Cincinnati Reds 2 games back. San Francisco Giants 2 games back. St. Louis Cardinals theoretically still in it, 4.5 back of the New York Mets.
Yeah, like we said before, right? It's going to be, there's a tough 12 games left. 11 games, I guess, actually. Sorry, I apologize. And that's what it's been like the last few years, right? Coming down to the stretch. Your Cardinals have been in it sometimes, Nolan. The Blue Jays have been in it sometimes. I mean, those are just two teams out there, Dirtbags, that are pulling off the top of my head because they're teams that we look at, obviously. But that's going to be a grind. I'll tell you what. Cubbies looking pretty good. Cubbies looking pretty good overall and stuff like that. But, you know, somebody catches fire, that's all it takes, right? And like you say all the time, hey, you catch fire going in there. We've seen it the last few years, right? That wild card team, they all of a sudden they run through the last 2 years or 2 years ago, Arizona running through to the World Series. So there you go.
Just to clarify there, I did say that the Milwaukee Brewers have already won the National League Central. They have not won the Central. They've just clinched a playoff spot, but I'm just saying all things considered, they to me are still the best team in baseball. And I think they're going to win the National League Central over the Cubs. I agree with your comments though. The Cubs, they're definitely a team to watch. That's for sure. Right now, they'd be my number 3 team coming out of the National League. Obviously Milwaukee's 1 and Philadelphia's 2, but I mean, regardless, like, the Mets are just kind of holding on for dear life, it seems like. And Arizona is doing exactly kind of what I thought they should have done at the trade deadline. Like, I thought they should have been buyers then, kept the band together, and gone on a run. And right now, I mean, 1.5 back, and they still have a good chance. They still have a good roster. If they got in, they'd be more competitive than the Mets, in my opinion. I don't know if you want to add on to that, but that's my honest opinion.
No, you're right. I mean, like we said, it's funny. Last week we were having Torrey Lovello as a potential, fired manager at the end of the year. And right now he's like, I'm not going away quietly. I'm taking a young team and I'm showing tea and vinegar, for a lack of better words, and stuff like that, and fire right down to the stretch. So, hey, let's see if we can get it done again, man. Stay excited, Arizona Diamondbacks fans, if you're one of them. For sure. Mets fans, like Nolan said a few times, geez, I don't know. You're not feeling real, real, real good right now. You're even if you do make it and go in or whatever and that, but hey, that's what's great about baseball. That's what's great about 162 games.
Jumping over to the American League, a little bit more wide open. Toronto Blue Jays, 88-62, 7-3 in their last 10. New York Yankees, 83-67, 5-5 in their last 10. Boston Red Sox, 82-68, 4-6 in their last 10. Won't get into Tampa Bay and Baltimore. They're basically out of it. Obviously, I think the biggest thing from this past week, New York Yankees, little better than the New York Mets, but basically the same thing as what we've been saying all season, just playing ho-hum baseball. For Jazz Chisholm to come out there and emphatically say over the weekend, hey, we're the best team in the American League. I don't know what you've been watching, Jazz. I got to be honest with you. You are not the best team in your own division, let alone the American League.
No, and I think he's trying to keep the boys fired up, right? Because they made those good, what should be great trades for those relievers. Bednar, he actually looks good. It's Doval. I mean, Aaron Boone's just got to get them figured out. He's got the pieces. He's just got to get that Yankee pitching rotation. And I mean, the whole thing, starters to relievers, figured out and how to do it. Because, boy, Weaver's had a tough go. Well, you go down the list. I mean, I'm not even going to start with names. They've just had a tough go. But Bednar's looked very consistent throughout, really. So, but yeah, I'm sure Chisholm's just trying to keep his guys positive and focused. And hey, we're where we need to be.
Jumping over to the American League Central, you get the Detroit Tigers, 85-65, 5-5 in their last 10. Cleveland Guardians, 78-71, 9-1 in their last 10. Kansas City Royals, 75-75, 4-6 in their last 10. Kansas City still in the wild card hunt, albeit on the outside looking in. Cleveland, though, obviously one of the hottest teams. Tanner Beebe, let me just fact check this. I just want to make sure that I'm saying this right. I believe it was Tanner Beebe was the first pitcher in 6 years, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, first pitcher in 6 years to throw a complete game shutout for the Cleveland Guardians. That genuinely surprised the heck out of me. I got to be honest, because you think of Cleveland, the pitchers that they've had over the past 6 years. Obviously, you get Shane Bieber, who won a Cy Young in that time. I guess Corey Kluber wasn't there at that point in time. I guess he would have just been before that. But either way, man, Cleveland's just ran out pitcher after pitcher for the past 6 years. So for this to be the first complete game shutout, like, I get that they have a fantastic back end of the bullpen, and the offense was basically averaging about 4 runs a game. But still.
Yeah, I mean, two things that stand out with the American League Central, right? I mean, they just closed 4 games on the Tigers. They're 6.5 back. 2 weeks ago, we're talking about, and there was 12 games back, right?
Yeah.
And so the Tigers aren't playing great baseball. They're 5-5 over the last 10. And the last few weeks, they haven't played great baseball and stuff like that. But again, that goes back to almost when we start every season, Nolan. Every game counts for you and me, and it always has since we started doing this show. And every time we talk baseball, to us, they're just as important in April as they are in September. And the Tigers are proving it. Look how hot they were all the way through, and they haven't been real, real hot over the last month. And they still have 6.5. So all those big games early on, they took advantage of it. So when they struggle a little bit now, they're still in good shape.
Jumping over to the American League West, Seattle Mariners, 82-68, 9-1 in their last 10, including a 9-game winning streak. Houston Astros, 82-69, 5-5 in their last 10. Texas Rangers, 79-72, 7-3 in their last 10. Houston obviously got the big blow this over the weekend. losing Altuve with a foot injury and Yordan Alvarez with a sprained ankle. And it sounds like he's going to miss a lot of time, which could end up being the remainder of the season.
Yeah, and they also just got back Garcia on the pitching staff there a few weeks ago, and he had some really good starts, and he went back on the IL as well. So, like I said, I mean, I can say it, right? Because I've been saying it for a while now that they're just not the same Astros to me in any way, shape, or form and stuff like that. I feel totally different, and those are just big, big, big blows. There's no other way of saying it. If you're an Astros fan out there, man, that's a tough one for you. That's a crusher. If you're not an Astros fan, you're loving life. You're absolutely loving life. Good. Let's get rid of the Astros for the 2025 season and look at the Mariners, maybe even the Rangers before it's all said and done. And they're only three back of the Astros even, right? And again, that's some really good wild card teams. Rangers, the Guardians have worked their way back into it. Astros, obviously, right now.
Lots.
Yankees and the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to give the update on. So you get the Yankees 1.5 up on Astros. Boston's half a game up on Astros. Astros, obviously, are the 3 seed. Cleveland and Texas are both 3 games back. It's going to be a nail biter of the last couple. Well, what did you say? About 12 days left. Going to be a real nail biter right up until the end of the year, especially if Houston wants to hold on.
Yeah, they got some work to do. There's no question about it. So, it's exciting, Dirtbags. There's no question about it, man. If you're in on one of those teams, you're sitting on the edge of your seat every night just chewing the nails right off your hands. So, we're going to be right back here after the break with the curtain call questions.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's 2 decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, 2 decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get 2 of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. 2 of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, and thank you for sending them in. You know exactly where to do that on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Get them into Nolan and myself. We'll get them on the show here. And you know what? We're happy to try our very best to do that. If it's a personal question about the baseball journey as a player, a parent, a coach, same thing. Reach out to us and we'll try to help navigate. We do something every week. Former players a lot for me, help them out from the transition from high school to college or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. You've got our guarantee that we'll try to help you navigate this game in any way, shape, or form. So, Noli, Royals fans not super, super happy with the season, the way it probably looks like it's going to end unless something really, really freaky happens. But certainly they're excited and they want to hear our thoughts on Mr. Salvador Perez.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this past week he gets a couple of milestones. And I mean, he's in glorified Hall of Fame air right now. There's what, I think 7 catchers in MLB history with 300 home runs and 1,000 RBIs. That were primary catchers, obviously. You can fact check me on that one. I'm not 100% sure on the numbers, but I know it's either 6 or 7, and 5 of those guys are in the Hall of Fame. There was one player there that wasn't in the Hall of Fame, and I'm drawing a blank on what his name was. But everybody else that had the 300 home runs and 1,000 RBIs as a catcher was in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, everybody here knows my opinion on Salvador Perez. I think he's on the Mount Rushmore of catchers for my era of catchers. I can say that wholeheartedly, and honestly, I believe that. I didn't get to see Pudge Rodriguez at his height. I kind of saw him towards the back end of his career. Jorge Posada, kind of the same thing. I got to see him, but not really in that same era. And I didn't like watching the Yankees growing up, I got to be honest. So, I mean, my Mount Rushmore for catchers, especially since I was a catcher, is Yadi, Posey, Mauer, and Salvador Perez, obviously for my era, like I said. Yeah, I mean, 300 home runs, 1,000 RBIs. He's what, 35 years old, 36 years old. Stayed loyal to Kansas City throughout his career. Obviously, he's got the World Series ring. This is just the final, I think, notch on the belt for him, just for that Hall of Fame candidacy. I really don't think that there's any debating it. And obviously, he's only probably got, what, another couple of years, let's say. I mean, you can tell he's already started to become more of a DH first base utility type role, as opposed to catching 140 games a year like he used to. But I mean, heck, he's one of those all-time great catchers. 6'5", two whatever his weight is, 265, 270, something like that. Like, he's not a small catcher by any stretch of the imagination. So for his body to have held up as well as it did throughout the years, and for him to post the numbers that he has, man, I just tip my cap to that guy. Heck of a player, and I want to continue to enjoy watching him as long as I can.
Yeah, great comments for sure, and I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, if you're a Royals fan, if you're a fan of baseball, you got to love a Salvador Perez. You just see his spirit, his attitude, his smile when it's time to smile, and his seriousness when it's time to be serious. Like you said, he's covered everything from playing all the time to winning a World Series to being the captain of the Royals. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And to have that accomplishment of 300 home runs and 1,000 RBIs as a catcher when it's still really not thought of as a really big offensive position. It's getting more and more like that. But still, at the end of the day, to have that longevity of career and just everything, like, what a great accolade for the guy. I couldn't be more happy for him. I couldn't be more happy for all the Royals dirtbag fans out there and stuff like that, because he's just a really great ambassador for baseball and the Kansas City Royals. So super happy. I mean, I don't want to dwell on it, but I go back even 7-8 years ago and stuff like that, when he was still young and that, and you hear these amazing stories that we're not lucky. And I know I've talked about it over the years here on the show, and you'd hear where he was a veteran already with the Kansas City Royals, and he'd go to spring training and he'd be back on the backfields catching up and coming pitchers. And why are you doing that? Most guys are going home when it's all said and done, because they're going to pitch here in the Royals. They're going to pitch to me one day, and I need to get to know them, and they need to know that I trust them and want, I am excited about them getting here. That's remarkable when you have veterans, just players in general, doing that. So what a phenomenal accolade. So absolutely. So jumping over to the Dodgers fans, when he came back, Shohei Ohtani, to the pitching mound, they got him out there about once every 5 days, and it was 6 days, and now it's even longer breaks, Nolan, and stuff like that. What we seen out of him? He's throwing over 100 miles an hour. So the high 90s, over 100. You talked about it right from the beginning of the season, and I know a lot of people in the baseball world talked about it, and the same thing. Dodgers fans wanting to know our opinions on, is he going to be better suited as a closer for them in the future? Or do you think they're really going to try to keep him in the starting role? Or is that just an off-season conversation that management and Shohei have to have?
With the plethora of resources that the Los Angeles Dodgers have, and make no mistake, I'm sure Shohei wants to get back to being a starting pitcher, but at this stage in his career, he's better suited to be used offensively. And I'm not saying that disrespectfully. I'm just saying, you look at it, I mean, we talked about it a little bit. You look at his last 7 starts, he's 1-1 with a 4.67 ERA, a 1.33 whip, like 27 innings pitched, 30 hits, 6 walks, 39 Ks, 14 earned runs against. Now, I'm not saying that those are horrible numbers. Like, they're still good numbers, but I would rather see him just used as a closer. And I mean, I know that we talked about it and we said it right from the get-go and everything like that. And even the way that they're using him out of the starting rotation, it's kind of like he's just been an opener. Like, you're averaging less than 4 innings per game over those last 7, right? Obviously, he had the one game, I think, against the Cardinals where he went like 6 innings or something like that. And outside of that, I don't think he has any other quality starts that I can recall. But I'm just sitting there like, why are you guys still using him as a starter? Like, you have enough starting rotation options, and the way that back end of the bullpen is pitching, like, with all due respect, their bullpen has not been even close to good. Like, it has been so inconsistent. I mean, it's not the New York Mets level bad, but it's just not been consistent enough at all. And to see Shohei, like you said, one inning, get in there, and okay, you know what? You can touch your 100 already as a starting pitcher. We're already basically using you as an opener, more or less. Eliminate the whole opener, but just get him in as a closer. That's what I'd do. And heck, at least that way you kind of know, okay, hey, I got to be down there in the 8th inning, warming up, getting ready and all that stuff. 9th inning rolls around, okay, I come in and I get the job done. I think it'll save his arm, too.
I agree. I don't think there's anything to think about. You hit the nail on the head. I mean, their relievers are like the New York Yankees right now. They're just not really consistent at all. Training, you can go down the list. I mean, they're just up and down like yo-yos. They can't seem to get it right. Mind you, that whole pitching staff, other than maybe Clayton Kershaw, for God's sakes, of all things. But, yeah. I agree. I think it's a conversation that has to really be had. You know, even though he's the unicorn, you're not, with all those amazing pitchers in the National League that start, you're not going to win a Cy Young and an MVP in the same year. And I'm not saying he's going for that, but the way he can put his mind to things and make it happen, I'm not saying he's maybe not thinking about that either. being able to be the first person to ever do that type of stuff. That's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. So you're paid 700 bazillion, even though it's 2 million a year and deferred, you're going to go hit 50, steal 50, as many years as you want to.
And you're going to go get the,
and exactly right. And instead of the Cy Young, you're going to get the Rolaids relief pitcher of the year. That's what you're going to do. So that's a great question, Dodgers. We're right there with you. It'll be interesting to see how that evolves moving forward for the rest of his career. No question about it. So, Nolan, Philly fans, loving life. They want to hear more on Kyle Schwarber. They don't want to think about the off season. They want the World Series. They want it all in because they're worried about what's going to happen with Schwarber in the off season. And we'll talk about that when the off season comes. But he's been an MVP for you all along. 53 home runs, one behind the big dumper for leading all of baseball. How important is he that he stays healthy for the Phillies going down the stretch? And when I say the stretch, I mean right into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, he's hitting above career average. He's hitting .244, which doesn't really excite you. But, I mean, when you look at the MLB average, that's like right in line with it now. 53 bombs, like you said, leads the National League there. 128 RBIs, leads MLB. OPS of 943, 10 swipes, which that's crazy to say, but that's over a quarter of his career stolen bases are this season. I mean, call it what it is, he's still driving the team. Like, past three games, three home runs, four RBIs, three walks, two Ks. Like, he's doing his part. And obviously, Harper coming back and Harper being healthy and producing the way that he's been on a roll ever since, middle of August, basically. Obviously, that's helping out Schwarber tons because it's out of protection all around him. Trey Turner having a good bounce back year offensively. JT Realmuto, I mean, he hasn't really been career norms or anything like that. Obviously, he's getting a little long in the tooth as a catcher. But either way, you're looking at it, right? Like, obviously, they got a deep lineup. I'm not sitting here saying that they don't have a deep lineup. Kyle Schwarber is still the guy that is making the most of it. Like, he's still taking that team over the top. Like, and that's with Harper being on a hot streak. Oh, and I mean, I got to give tons of credit to Harrison Bader. What a fantastic move. Like, absolutely fantastic. He's been one of the best hitters in the National League since the trade deadline. Like, what a move by Dombrowski. I got to give full credit there. I didn't expect Harrison Bader to ever be this type of hitter. And obviously, I'm a Cardinals fan. I saw him in St. Louis for 6 years. I thought he was a good player. Nothing fantastic, but I'm like, you know what? He's an above-average MLB center fielder. Wow, what a second half of the season that he has had. And honestly, I mean, it's very reassuring to Philadelphia Philly fans that you're like, okay, we are definitely in the hunt for that number one spot in the National League. I still think it's Milwaukee, but my point being, man, like, Schwarber, at the end of the day, that dude, to me, he's locked up the MVP. He won it 3 months ago when he was the driving force behind the Phillies staying in the hunt in the National League East, and he was the driving force and the reason why they jumped over the New York Mets and really ran away with it for the National League East.
Yeah, my comment is for anybody of the dirtbags that is old enough. I mean, I look at that Philadelphia team and I look at that 90s, 90, 93, 94 team or whatever right through, and they're the Broad Street Bullies. You got to love it. So, dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back. Dirt Bags, Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought this week, Aaron Judge. Obviously, the national media is AL MVP. Passes Joe DiMaggio for fourth all-time on the all-time Yankees home run list. Obviously, I got to give Judge credit. The year that he has had has absolutely been fantastic. And I'm not taking anything away from him. 325, 48, 102, 11 stolen bases, and an 1126 OPS. Like, just another absolutely fantastic year by Aaron Judge. The only reason why I don't think he's MVP is because the Yankees are ho-hum and because he hasn't played enough in the outfield to really validate. Like, he just played back-to-back games for the first time since his injury out in the outfield. That alone sums it up to me. If he can get healthy and he can play right field, do I think the Yankees have a chance? Absolutely. I'm not sitting here saying that the Yankees don't have a chance in the American League. If he's splitting time between DH and outfield, man, that hurts the Yankees. That doesn't help the Yankees. That hurts the Yankees. I hope he can stay healthy for the playoffs.
Absolutely. I got a quick final thought before we wrap it up, Dirtbags, as well. And going back to the Brewers and stuff, I don't know if you saw the social media or if you're a Brewers fan, especially saw it maybe on all your news outlets and stuff like that. But when Pat Murphy had them in the clubhouse after the game and then read the letter from Bob Uecker, and that really cool. If you haven't seen it, pull it up on social media and stuff like that. It's not very long, but it's just everybody knows Bob Uecker and what that team meant to him, what he meant to the team and Milwaukee. And so it was just very, it pulls on the heartstrings when you see that type of stuff. So go out there and pull it up if you can, because it's worth every second of it. There's no question about it. And I'm happy for all you Milwaukee fans in this year. There's no question. So can't thank you enough, Dirtbags, for listening, sharing, being a part of the nation. In any capacity, player, fan, parent, coach, you know it. You know it. Servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you are out there doing baseball this week, have a dirty week on the field, off the field. You know what it is to be a dirtbag. Hold yourself accountable to it every single day. Unfortunately, though, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.